Hi there. How can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's going great. Thanks for asking. But hey, I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm actually an AI assistant named Dasha here to chat about voice AI services. How can I help you today?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha. Hi. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hi, Mary from Dasha. I haven't heard much about your work with Vector Solutions specifically, but I'm really curious to learn more. Could you tell me what makes your voice AI platform stand out? I'd love to hear how it could benefit companies like ours.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you faced regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? Often the challenge is reaching the right prospects efficiently without sounding robotic or pushy. Also, scaling personalized conversations is tough. How does your AI handle natural human-like interactions to overcome these hurdles?
Tell me more about reaching the right prospects efficiently without sounding robotic or pushy.
Great question. So our AI is designed to mimic natural human conversation patterns, like using varied tones, pauses, and even little interjections to keep things engaging and authentic. It listens carefully, adapts responses on the fly, and avoids sounding scripted or salesy. This way, it builds trust quickly, making prospects more open to the conversation. Plus, it can handle high volumes without losing that personal touch. Pretty neat, huh? Would you like me to share how easy it is to integrate this into your existing systems?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that forward-thinking question. 12 months from now, I'd imagine your sales team is closing more deals with less effort because the AI is handling the initial outreach smoothly and naturally. Lead quality would be higher with prospects genuinely interested and engaged. Revenue growth would be noticeable, and your team could focus more on strategy and closing rather than chasing cold leads. Plus, you'd have detailed insights from AI conversations to fine-tune your approach even more. Sounds like a win-win, right? What part of that future excites you the most?
What do you mean by focusing more on strategy and closing rather than chasing cold leads? Why is that important to you?
Great follow-up. So, focusing on strategy and closing means your team spends time on high-impact activities like crafting better offers, building relationships, and sealing deals instead of wasting energy on cold calls that often go nowhere. It's important because it boosts productivity and morale and ultimately drives better results. Plus, it lets your team play to their strengths while the AI handles the repetitive outreach. That way, everyone's time is used smarter. Does that sound like something your team would appreciate?
Tell me more about boosting productivity and morale and how that impacts your team.
Sure thing. When your team isn't bogged down by tedious, repetitive tasks like cold calling, they feel more motivated and energized. That boost in morale often leads to better creativity and collaboration. Plus, higher productivity means hitting targets faster and with less burnout. It creates a positive cycle: happy team, better results, and a stronger business overall. Have you noticed any challenges with team motivation or productivity that you're hoping to improve?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to now. Well, common challenges I hear from businesses are things like limited time to reach enough quality leads, inconsistent follow-ups, and difficulty personalizing outreach at scale. Sometimes teams get overwhelmed juggling too many tasks, which slows down growth. Does any of that sound familiar? What's the biggest hurdle your team is facing today?
What are all the ways limited time, inconsistent follow-ups, and difficulty personalizing outreach are affecting the business right now?
Good point. Limited time means your team might miss out on connecting with promising leads before competitors do. Speed matters a lot. Inconsistent follow-ups can cause potential customers to lose interest or forget about your offer, which hurts conversion rates. And difficulty personalizing outreach means messages might feel generic or irrelevant, turning prospects off. Altogether, these issues can slow growth, reduce revenue, and frustrate your sales team. Does that match what you're experiencing?